On the call, the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. Certainly a great way to start the season for the Wildcats, a 38-10 win on the road at Lehigh. What did you like about the way your team played?
Well, I thought we came out and we played fast. We played physical, took care of the line of scrimmage pretty much on both sides of the ball. And I thought our staff did a great job because with a new staff up there, new coordinators, new head coach, we weren't 100% sure what we were actually going to be preparing for. And I think our guys did a good job getting our guys prepped and ready to go. And I think our guys came out with a lot of enthusiasm. We ran to the ball really well, did some great gang tackling, created some turnovers. And it was just good to see on opening day. We played, I don't want to say we played error-free football, but we didn't make a ton of mistakes. And that was good to see on opening day, especially against an opponent where, like I said, it was almost a guessing game going into it with the new coordinators and new head coach up there for Lehigh.
First question this morning from Mark Arndici. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. Mark, could you give us any status on Jaron Hayek? I know he didn't play the other day.
Yeah, Hayek's still day by day right now. He feels pretty good, but we're not going to put him in there until he feels really good, 100%. And especially, you know, we want to make sure we have him when we get in the league play and so on. So jury's still out. You know, he'll get into the training room today and we'll know more tomorrow as we head into tomorrow morning's practice. But as of right now, he's still day by day, but I'm anticipating he may be ready to go and give us some snaps on the field, but we'll have to wait and see what the medical team says and what Jaron says himself about how he feels.
One thing about the game, and I know the coaches always look at all angles, you guys are 1-for-10 on third downs. Is that something obviously you're going to work on this week?
Yeah, of course. There was a couple situations where you know, if you look at it, there was one that was a drop ball. One, we scrambled and actually scored a touchdown on the third down, but then we got called back for a holding penalty, so that negated that one that was actually converted and so on. So yeah, definitely something that we want to make sure we can improve upon, you know, as well as some of the other positives that came out of the game. But that's one area of, I don't want to say area of concern, because when you look at it, there were some makeable third downs there that we just missed on. So one of them was 3rd and 7 and we got 6.5, you know, so those kind of things, just a little better awareness of where the sticks are at times and so on. But that is something that, you know, we'll look to improve on for sure.
And Mark, one last thing, the newcomer Jake Reichwein from Holy Cross had a heck of a debut. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, he's a high motor guy. He really practices really well, and obviously that translated to game day on the field. I think he ended up with 2 or 2.5 TFLs, and he forced the fumble, which was one of our 3 turnovers that gave us a really good field position, and all 3 of the turnovers that we were able to create on defense resulted in scores on offense with the short field and so on. So, you know, Jake's a nice welcome addition. And like I said, he's a high motor guy, and what you see on the field on game day is kind of what you see in the practice field as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Mark, yeah. Question from David Melander. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey coach, what is there anything from the game Saturday that sticks out there? You're like, oh wait, I'm very concerned about.
Well, you know, you take your first game, and like I said, for a first game, it was fairly clean game. We did have a couple penalties, pre-snap penalties that you want to make sure you clean up. You're going to have some aggressive penalties once the ball is snapped, but there's always room for improvement. I'm happy with the opening game win. Are there any things? I mean, Mark just mentioned, you know, 1-for-10 on third down conversion is something that you don't get overly excited about. So that's an area that we'll continue to work on. We do third down periods in practice and so on. But as far as coming away from a first game and the way our guys played, pretty pleased with how it turned out, Dave.
Overall, how would you say your quarterback play looked?
Connor did a great job. He managed the game. There's a couple balls that came out. I know one slipped that resulted in an interception. So that's a little, you know, I don't want to say concerning, but unfortunate that that happened there in the second half. But he did a good job, command of the offense. He did a good job reading what was available downfield and so on. And obviously, we with some of the RPO games, he handed the ball off when he needed to hand it off, and he pulled it and, you know, got the ball downfield when he needed to do that as well. So And he had that one really nice scramble, so he can move around with his feet. But again, that one got called back for a holding penalty. But Connor did a good job managing the game, taking what was there, and not trying to do too much if it wasn't there.
And now you get ready for your home opener against Colgate. What sticks out about that matchup?
Well, home opener is going to be exciting. Hopefully we'll get a great crowd. I know the student body is excited to get back into the stadium and 6 o'clock game. So maybe that might add to it a little bit as well. Looking at Colgate on film, they don't have a ton of returning starters on either side of the ball, but they do have a lot of experience. They're still playing a lot of seniors and juniors. So whether they were starters a year ago or not, they do have a lot of experienced players coming into the stadium. And if you look at them on paper, they obviously have really good size. So, our guys just need to try to make progress from week one to week two and clean up some areas that we need to clean up and hopefully build upon some of the positives that occurred.
All right. Thank you.
Mark, next question from Kyle Kenzie. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, Jalen and D Will both hitting 100 yards rushing, and then TD, has around 8 yards for carry or so. Having that 3-man rotation, how invaluable is that going to be as the season kind of progresses for the offense?
Well, if we can keep them all healthy, I think that'll be a huge asset to have three guys go in there, because that'll keep them more fresh. So when they do get their hands on the ball, they'll have an opportunity to do something with it. Last year we weren't able to keep all three of them healthy. I think it's at times we only had one of the three in the game. So really good start for those three guys. TD does a lot of stuff on special teams for us as well, so he gets a lot of snaps there, as well as, what we ask him to do on offense. And, Jalen and D. Will ran really hard against Lehigh, and, they came out of it healthy, and we're excited about that. So we're hoping that they can just continue to, share the wealth, if you will, and have an opportunity to contribute in the way that they contribute.
Mark, we've talked a lot about the offense. I want to switch over to the defense. You got a couple of big interceptions from Ty and Tyrell, maybe even bigger as you're able to turn all the turnovers that you forced all three into points. How important was that, and how big a play were those interceptions?
Well, I mean, that's always huge, Rob, when you can get the extra possession through a turnover, and when you set it up in half field or less, and give great field position back to the offense. That's huge, and anytime you have an opportunity to win the turnover battle, you have a chance, I think, a greater chance to win the game. So we had three for that game all in the first half that resulted in points, and it kind of took us into halftime in a good way. So we'll continue. We emphasize it just like everyone does. We talk about it. We run drills to try to strip the ball and, try to come down with tip balls and all the things that everyone else in the country does. And when it carries over to the game day field, you're excited about it. So always great to have our guys flying to the football, swarming around the football, and then, having guys in the back end that have good ball skills to come down with the ball when the ball's up in the air.
You were able to get up 31-3 at the half, and so in what I assume is fairly rare in a season opening game, I assume you were able to see a lot of guys, some guys to put some, plays on tape that maybe you weren't expecting to be able to play. How nice was that, and what were you able to see?
Well, you and I have talked about this before, Rob. Whenever you can get some game experience, the full-speed game experience for anybody, whether the starters or the backups, you can never simulate that in practice, no matter whether you're going on good, or obviously your scout team's not going to run the opposing schemes the way they run them on Saturday. So to have an opportunity to get guys on the field, especially some of the guys that maybe redshirted a year ago or have been, significant backups for us, to give them additional reps on a game day atmosphere is always a bonus. So we're happy to be able to do that this past Saturday.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Colgate, and we'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Have a great day.
You too.